Richard Biden, Mountain Sid, and a light Leonard Bernstein, Leon Grass, Nap, Lenny, Bush, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but that's right.
We're back here on American Now for our second hour with our guest, Marilyn Janae. I'm your host, Barb Adams, alongside me.
I'm J.B. Young.
And if you'd like to join in or ask questions tonight of Marilyn, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, before we get back to our conversations, we have another caller on the line for you. Mike in North Texas. Mike, you there?
Oh, we're definitely here.
Thank you for holding so much.
Go ahead.
I have six questions, very, very short. One of the questions is what to do? I set out in the country. I'm kind of isolated, and I'd like to create a cash flow coming to my mailbox.
Is that your question? Okay.
Yes, request for what would be your technique or focus?
Now, do you want to, before I answer your question, Mike, may I have your permission to just say something to Amy, leave her with a thought, the woman that called before. May I do that? I just feel Amy, you said that you were, you know, affected so much emotionally and mentally by the news and by the state of the affairs in the world and the country. Just think, you're a sensitive person. And you can take that into a point where it actually affects your ability to create and manifest and live your life the way you want. Just think what would happen if you expose yourself to the right thoughts and the right feelings and the right information. You'd be like a sponge in a good way, right? So for all of you, not just Amy, Mike, everyone, even Sam, even pets, what we focus on is what we create. So just think, if we are bothered so much by the negativity that is impressed upon that impacts us, just think how wonderful it would be to be impacted by the positive elements. Just give that some thought, okay? Mike, you said you would want to create some cash flow, but you're out in the country. And does this mean, do you use a computer?
Yes.
You're using a phone?
Yes.
You're not isolated? There are people that are on islands in remote areas. As long as you, well, of course, if you say you want cash flow to show up in your mailbox, did you say?
Yes.
Well, you may have to settle for it showing up online, but that's okay too, right? I know what you mean. Well, you know, that reminds me. Was it Emerson or Henry? Thoreau. Who said that?
Thoreau. Yes.
Thoreau. If you build you know what I'm going to say. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. And I don't know the difference between you. Where are you? Where do you live?
I'm in North Texas, out in the boonies.
I don't see any difference between you being in North Texas and creating something from the spot that you're sitting on right now and my being in the large city of Los Angeles in the spot that I'm sitting on right now, because I created a worldwide following sitting in this chair. I had given up my office in Century City. Actually, the office had lost, the landlord of the office, I was there 16 years for my other company, for Marilyn Janae Locations, and they had lost their master lease had expired, so all of the it was a big executive suite, four floors, so everybody had to leave and find new offices. I brought everything home, and it, from this spot, without really reaching out to anyone locally, I have created a whole new life for myself. I reinvented myself. I'm helping people from every part of the world, which I never did before when I had local contacts.
Well, let's talk technique a minute.
The technique is for you to tune into that guidance system I told you about. Use the techniques, learn what to do, Of course, I have my Feel Free to Prosper program, but I'm not going to sell you the program right now. I'm just telling you, learn the techniques through me, through whomever. Learn the techniques to influence your mind so that you will be guided to the right business or the right avenue for you to create that money that you want to bring in.
We're running down kind of a good track. One of my things is I get nearly everything for free. That's true.
What do you get for free? What do you mean? Everything?
Most anything that I decide that I want, it shows up. Like, I didn't have a car, and it's taken a little while, but that has showed up. Didn't cost me anything. It was delivered to me in running condition.
So you're a natural manifester.
Well, kind of, but I consider it a very, very small. It doesn't sound like anywhere near you.
Oh, now don't go start comparing yourself now. Don't compare. When I started my business, I was in debt. I'd really invite you to go read the memoir, and you'll see. I promise you, if you read the first three segments of that memoir, and if you don't get hooked, then you don't have to read it, but everyone says they get addicted. I had nothing at the time. I had no direction, didn't know what I was going to do. That's where it's not a life story. It's the business. It's the story of how I went out there to create money and to have, quoting you, money show up at my door. But you need to, we're here to use our talents. We're here to use our abilities. And there's no such thing, by the way, everyone. I don't believe there is such a thing as a big and small manifestation. What is important is it's working. The law is working for you. If you can put the thought out that you need a car and you align yourself, somehow you are able to have things brought to you, you're manifesting, you're attracting what you need. The only difference is that we develop a bigger container. As we get used to it, we can get bigger and bigger, what we call bigger manifestations. But the only thing that's important is you have the ability to attract what you need. Now, you just want to attract bigger. Sounds like you want a business, or do you want money to be just show up like a – do you want to win the lottery? I mean, are you willing to be of service and do something with your talents to make that money, or do you want to win money? And by the way, I believe people can program their mind to win money too.
Oh, well, I do too. I've looked at the lottery and read a book on the lottery and didn't have any arguments with the analog. Or logic.
Mike, let me tell you the interesting story I made about a short, very short story about the lottery. I just sent one of my newsletter issues out in for St. Patrick's Day. I called it "Is It Luck or Is It Law?" And I put a couple of links to articles. The statistics are, I don't know if you all know this, but I think you'll be shocked if you don't. These are the statistics that the majority of lottery winners, the big winners, multi-million-dollar winners, end up in a year or two broke. And
well,
the stories, the actual stories are there with the names of people that this has happened to, some of them. And that's because they have not. Okay, for us to have any success in life, to create money or any good thing, supply in our life, we have to have the container that can hold it. We have to, you know, a house can't stand without a foundation. And that foundation is the mindset. So if someone did have that moment in time, if you were lucky enough, if you want to call it luck, Your subconscious opened up with faith and expectation, and you happen to win a big lottery. I guarantee you, if you don't have the foundation, the subconscious mindset to hold that money, it will flee from you.
Oh, well, I can hold money because I speak with a forked tongue, but I work on the right poor side of that tongue. As reason to say I don't have enough cash flow.
You don't
but
have
I'm
enough
never
cash
broke.
Flow. You don't have enough cash flow because your subconscious pattern is for a specific you allow yourself, like a thermostat, you are conditioned to be able to make a certain amount of money. So we need to change that belief in the subconscious mind. New dominant thought. Remember I said new dominant thought? You can train your subconscious to accept more money. And by the way, words very powerful. Don't if you want to create money, you don't go around talking about not having enough money. You have to watch your self-talk. You have to watch the words you say to others, just like we were talking before about recession. People that talked about the recession all the time were part of it. Those are the ones who were affected negatively.
Okay, so
just words like plenty. You condition your mind to know you have plenty of money.
We're coming up on a break now. Mike, please hold. We'll get back to the rest of your questions, and Marilyn will allow you to finish that one for Mike. All right, Marilyn Janae on America Now.
we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right, we are back tonight on America Now with our guest, Marilyn Janae. Feel free to prosper, feelfreetoprosper.com. And if you'd like to join in tonight, it's 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. And Mike, you still hanging in there?
Oh, no problem. We enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you very much. Go ahead. I'll let the two of you continue your question and conversation.
Mike, let me say this to you. I had a chance to kind of meditate on you during the break. We are here to use our talents to express ourselves. And you can't get something for nothing in life. Now, if you get something for nothing, then we attract according to our consciousness. So if you have done, even if you didn't realize you were doing it, the mental work of manifesting a car that you needed, your needs being met, you manifested because I'm trying to express this in a way that so it's easily understood. You're manifesting because you accepted that in consciousness. And you trusted and believed the universe or God or whatever you believe, divine presence, whatever you believe that creative power is, you trusted enough and opened your mind to allow that creative power to bring to fill that need, okay? But if you want to make money in life, money is just spiritual substance. It's no different than in ancient times as wheat or corn or sheep or whatever the method of exchange. If you want money to flow to you, then what are you willing to give? Are you willing to do something to serve others, to bring your talents, to find out what your talents are so that you can exchange that for money? Or are you willing to develop, I'm going to go out on a limb here, are you willing to develop the consciousness, the subconscious mindset to win money? As I said, I believe you can win money. But I don't think that most people who are not attracting enough to meet their needs are not going to be able, your subconscious can only bring to you what it believes you can have. And if someone is making, this is just an analogy. Someone's making $25,000 a year, let's say, and they want to make $1 million. I don't believe the subconscious is going to accept that they can jump from $25,000 to $1 million. They have to grow their container to hold that large amount. So I'd say, well, you're making $25,000 a year. How about if we train your subconscious to accept $40,000 or $50,000 a year? And then you get to $50,000, you say, oh, okay, now I have a bigger container. I think I'm going to go after a business or job or whatever for $100,000 a year. So you can do it in increments. So we don't want to jump from not having the cash flow to meet your needs into being, as you say, as large of a manifester as I am. Don't forget that I had tapped into that universal power that gave me a business, and the business happened to be with people who had the corporations and conventions to spend money. I was dealing with private clients too, but I didn't have that when I began. I created that by the right of my consciousness. I created the consciousness. I knew I wanted to be in my own business. I knew I wanted to make, I didn't want to be like my parents. I wanted to make money. But more importantly, I wanted my freedom. I wanted to make my own hours. I don't like to get up early. I had already conditioned I had done the mental homework to attract to me what would make me happy. Now, what do you do, Mike? Is there something you do, a talent that you can give that can be translated into cash flow?
Oh, that's my problem. I'm like an octopus. I'm very creative. Any time I have a problem, I can figure out how to solve the problem. Although you say, well, why are you calling me?
What? I'm sorry. I
made the statement that I have a problem, I'm very creative and I can always figure it out, which you could say, well, why are you calling me on this program?
Well, because you're reaching for more in life. Life is about growth. Life is about expansion and growth. You know why you're listening to this program? All of you who are listening. You're listening because your intuition, your soul wants to expand and grow. And you're talking to me now because you're searching for a way to grow and expand.
Well, I'm very open-minded. That's why we listen to this program and not AM radio.
Well, so what you're saying is you're not quite sure what you could solve problems, but you're not sure what you can do as far as making money. Is that what I'm hearing
correctly? Well, in one sense, there's many things. My biggest problem is trying to figure out which thing I want to do, because I can do most anything if I want to, but I don't want to waste my time.
Great. Okay. Guess what? You're not alone. You know what I think it could even be a majority of people go through life and don't really know what what they're here for. They might be in jobs that they attracted, they stayed in because of security or benefits or whatever. I think probably a good number, maybe a majority of people, really don't know what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. I had to have the universe kind of hit me over the head over and over until I finally, you know, I didn't realize until 20 years in business that, oh, my gosh, that business. You know something? My business was a schoolhouse. It was my university to learn these laws, to cut my teeth on these laws and have the faith and conviction in these laws so that one day I would help others to understand how these laws work. So it wasn't just the business. That was my credibility, but it was really the teaching mechanism. Well, we go through certain things in life to learn, and what I would suggest for you to do, because this is very common, I don't know what your path is, what the direction you should take, but I guarantee something. I guarantee there is a direction and there is an answer. Now, my job is to get you to tune in to your own higher wisdom, your own connection to universal mind, to give you that answer. That I can guarantee. The answers will come if you open yourself to them. Now, you seem to be a problem solver, which means, good, you are able to open your mind to answers from whatever you call it, the intuition or higher power, whatever. Okay, we need to tell your subconscious now to guide you. Let's ask for what you want. We can use words. We can use affirmations. I don't really teach affirmations till the second lesson in my program because I think most people that use affirmations don't get results because their subconscious will fight the affirmation. If you say, I am wealthy, I'm wealthy, and you're looking at a pile of bills, you know, what's going to happen is, what are you going to be focusing on? You're going to be focusing on more of lack than you will of prosperity. So we kind of start the Feel Free to Prosper program with lessons using words. But how about an affirmation or a sentence or a declaration, whatever you want to call it, such as what do you believe in? What is your spiritual leaning? Do you believe in God or universe? Or what's your spiritual, what do you believe in as far as a higher power? What should we call it?
Oh, the ultimate intelligence within the universe or universes does exist.
Okay, then let's call it, here's a good, Dr. Murphy, you say infinite intelligence. But you can use the word you want. I hope all your listeners are listening to this. Say infinite intelligence reveals to me my true place in life, or opens up a new door of expression for me, where I'm doing what I love to do, happy and prospered. So you're not saying I'm wealthy and I have all kinds of money coming in. That your subconscious, remember we talked about subconscious resistance? Subconscious might resist that. But what you're doing is opening your...
Well, we're open to...
All right, we've got commercial break coming on. Mike, you want to hang on, and we'll bring you back again after this break.
No, I'm probably occupied too much time, so we'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks for the great questions. All right, Marilyn Janae on America Now when we continue.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are talking about the principles of prosperity tonight on America Now with our guest, Marilyn Janae. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, when you were talking with Mike from Texas, you were talking about how to help that subconscious basically accept what the conscious mind wants and growing the container. Why don't we get into that a little bit more? Because it's really important people be able to understand how to change their thoughts, the wording, so that they can grow that container.
Well, okay. I don't think it's as important. I want to make sure I'm understood here. I know we have time boundaries here. I don't think it's important. It's as important to know how everything works as it is to find out what does work and just do it. I think it was Henry Ford when the woman said, "What is electricity?" And he said, "He says, Madam, just use it." And that's really where I'm coming from, Barb, in these teachings. Yes, I have written a lot on the subject. It's not so much about understanding universal laws and understanding. We don't understand. Do we have to know physics to really understand the law of gravity? Of course not. We know that if we step off of a tall building, we will fall. We also know that if we don't align ourselves with gravity, we're going to have a mishap. And it's the same thing with these mental laws. We don't have to know all about quantum physics and universal laws and everything to understand what's going on here. How do we even know this power I talk about, this universal power, this creative power exists? Should someone believe it because I say it does, or Abraham Hicks says it does, or the next one says it does? We only can really know it by its, personally, by its responsiveness. So if we do something and we get a response, something's working, right? And what I based my teachings on and my program is the techniques that get response. So my lesson program is simple. I mean, I'm talking about 15 minutes a day of writing something, doing the techniques. I'm more about nuts and bolts than I am about teaching everybody how the whole universe runs. Now, what I do know is that when I started teaching, I'm getting to your answer here. When I started teaching and I asked the universe, okay, give me a way to teach that would be easy to grasp and get results quickly, and I felt that about the you don't overload, you don't confuse the subconscious mind, that I knew, and I intuitively created these very simple techniques that can create change in the mind very quickly. I discovered then that my students, when I first began and had the lessons out there and the testimonials were pouring in, that within 2 weeks, we're going to get to that 2 weeks thing. Because I'm sure you're not interested in making changes, you know, years from now. You want changes right away. People have problems. They want to find their answers right away. And I found that in the second week, sometimes right away, day or two, someone would have a manifestation. I said, no, you keep going. You need to create that new, you know, your mind does open up with faith and expectation that things can happen rapidly. But that 2 weeks seemed to be the deciding timeline. By the second week, there was a breakthrough with my students. And then one night, a student called me up. She said, did you see Discovery Channel last night? And I said, no, what was that? She said, there was a whole program on NLP and the mind. And they now say it takes 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain. Well, my studies from years and years ago, and I did study a lot about the subconscious. I'm not bragging, but I'll boldly state that I think I'm one of the most knowledgeable lay people on the face of the planet with regard to the subconscious mind. I was just fortunate that I just was drawn to the studies and the teachings of people who were involved, starting even with clinical hypnosis and many of those areas. So I know a lot about these subtleties of the mind. Well, back then when I was studying, they used to say it took 21 days to change a habit in the mind, or a month, 21 days to a month to change a habit. Suddenly, I start teaching these principles and teach these techniques, and they're saying 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway. So that's really what we want to do. We want to create a new dominant thought in the subconscious, which is a new neural pathway in the brain, so that we will attract according to that new thought, that new pathway. So if we want to increase our container, if our subconscious belief is that we can't make money, we need to change that belief to that, yes, we can make money. We do make money. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. This is a very powerful teaching, and I don't really get into this until the third lesson of my program, but I'm going to share it with your listeners, and I think you'll understand it. But we have to tell. The reason I don't teach it till the third lesson is because in the first and second lessons of my program, we till the garden of the subconscious. We till that garden so that it's receptive, so it doesn't resist. But this is an area, this is the most powerful area that you can apply with regard to changing that container of the dominant thought. The subconscious mind can only create for us and attract to us and produce for us what it believes is an existing reality. And guess what? Subconscious mind does not know anything but now. It only knows now. 10 minutes from now, it's going to be now. A week from now, it's going to be now. And a year from now, it's going to be now. You can't feel in the future right now. You can only feel right now, right? Your feelings and your thoughts are only in the now moment. So each of these now moments is creating our future. So if our thought right this moment, as you're listening to me talk, to all you listeners, if your thought right now is, I don't have enough money, I never have enough money, I don't have money, I can't pay my bills, or I can't attract the clients, that's exactly what you will continue creating for yourself. So what we need to do, we need to create a new now moment for the subconscious, that there's always plenty of money, I now attract the clients. We're not lying to ourselves. You know something from a spiritual standpoint? The fact that you don't have money is the lie. That is the untruth, because that was not ordained for you. This is an abundant universe. I believe there's enough food on the entire planet to feed everybody, and yet there are people starving. There is enough wealth in the universe to take care of everyone. You have the right and you have the ability to track your piece of the pie. It's there for you. But Dr. Charles Fillmore, the founder of Unity, said it beautifully. I actually quote him in my beginning lessons. He said, if you don't inhale, if you don't inhale, you cannot complain that there's not enough air. The only reason you wouldn't have hair is if you don't inhale. Well, it's the same thing with money. Money is nothing more than spiritual substance, like everything else. You need to know how to receive it. I teach people to receive. Most people, I think, know how to give. In fact, people give money. They're very kind. They have good hearts, and they give money. Even when they don't have it, they donate money. But people don't know how to receive. We need to create those new now moments, and we do that by repetition, by faith, using techniques that convince the subconscious that the truth about you, we're creating a new truth about you. I have money. I have prosperity. I am prosperous. But again, we do it in a gentle, very gentle way so that we don't create the argument in the subconscious. That's why I suggested to Mike that he use a declaration that opens himself up to answers and doesn't cause a resistance. So...
We're heading into another break here, okay. Marilyn. We're going to another commercial break. No, not at all. This is great, great. So anyway, all right, we're going to continue with Marilyn Janae after this commercial break, and we'll find out how to create that new truth for yourself.
Sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to America Now. Came into ABBA singing It's a Rich Man's World, but we can all be part of that world. You don't have to think that you're necessarily born into wealth, that you can have a prosperity mentality. We're talking about these things with Marilyn Janae. Her website is feelfreetoprosper.com. Give us a call at 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, a little bit before the break, you said that you believe there was enough food in the world to feed everyone. And I'm wondering, can a whole country, like some of these countries like Bangladesh that seem, you always hear about people starving there, can a whole country have a prosperity mentality that affects everyone in the country?
Well, I believe that individually we can have a prosperity consciousness. Our community can have a prosperity consciousness, the city, the state, the country, and the planet. And the ideal situation would be, don't they call it the critical mass? You know,
yes.
when the critical mass, it's the same as our individual subconscious mind. When the subconscious mindset of the planet has the dominant thought of peace, we'll have peace. It's the dominant thought that creates the existence, the conditions. So yes, my belief. I don't know where I heard that, but I read somewhere that there's enough. Several times that there's enough food on the planet to feed everyone. There is no universe, merciless universe or God that is saying some people should starve and some should be rich. That's ridiculous. The mistakes that are made are not made by a ruling force that wants to harm us. Those are that's man's ignorance. So the problems on the planet, on a nation, it has to do with the ignorance. The ignorance of these laws, in the ignorance of the divine connection we have with the great creative laws of the universe, with the great creative force of the universe. It's a turning away from the light, if you will, instead of being aligned with the light. So our problems are not because it's, quote, God's will or we're supposed to suffer. There's only one reason for struggle, in my opinion, and on an individual basis, and the purpose of it is to wake us up, to our inheritance, to our right to prosper, and to give us that wake-up call to do something, to learn how to receive what's rightfully ours. When it comes to what you're talking on a global sense, though, you know, we're talking about mass mind thinking. Very widespread. We know how panics can. I mean, just look at what happened here in Los Angeles after the fortunate situation in Japan. Everybody in Los Angeles was thinking that we're going to have a tsunami. They were geared up. There was no tsunami. There was like an inch of water and waves. There was nothing. But it's so easy to get caught up in the sensationalism and the fear. So So, yes, I do believe that that's, JB, that's actually very, you know, very, very deep thinking that, yes, communities, organizations, countries, and the entire planet can have a consciousness, a mass mind consciousness.
Another word that some people use to talk about, you said that struggle can help us to think about these things. Some people also talk about contrast.
Contrast, that I'm not as familiar with.
That's an Abraham Hicks thing. They talk about the contrast. In the same vein you were talking about, that contrast actually, don't look at it as a negative. It's that opportunity, again, providing the chance to wake up and grow.
Well, if we are tuned in, you have to remember that in a lot of these third world countries, the awareness isn't there. But we also know, on the other hand, that someone can come out of the ghetto and become fantastically wealthy. So I do think there must be some component, there's probably some soul component there that drives us. I mean, there are different levels of consciousness and awareness, we know that. I do believe that anybody living in a country that's in poverty. Okay, I have a student. This is an example. Poonam, she lives in Chicago. She wrote a beautiful, I have a 13-page ebook that you can download for free. You don't have to sign up for that. It's 13 student stories. She's one of those stories that's going to be also in the upcoming book. Poonam, she'll tell you she was like Slumdog Millionaire. She grew up in poverty in India. Women had no advantage, and there was no opportunity. She now has an IT company that is, she has fought discrimination in that industry and everything. She's very successful. She came to me years ago, about 5 years ago, and she was married. They had three kids, lived in Chicago, and trying to break through. She tells me that Feel Free to Prosper is like a part of Hinduism about the spoken word, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute in answer to the question from before the last break. But she was able to arise from poverty and discrimination and all of the things working against her to succeed in the world. So we know that can happen. We know that can happen. But I also believe that there, in many of the countries, people, of course, are not educated, aren't aware. If they could have the awareness, if people would go in and teach these laws when they're very young, to the very young, it would change everything. We'd have a whole new mass mind consciousness as those young grew up, right?
Totally. Well, we could do it here in this country. We need to be doing it here.
We need to be doing it everywhere. Yeah, I didn't mean we should do it there and not here. It should be taught in school. Parents should have that manual. I think before they even are allowed to get pregnant, they need to take a class on the power of words and understand how to speak to their children.
Yes.
So I hope that answers the question. But, that's as far as the global. I love the way you're global thinkers. You don't just think from the individual sense, but you think about everyone, and that's wonderful.
We're all connected.
I understand that in a lot, I'm not Jewish myself, but in a lot of Jewish families, there's a tradition every night when the kids go to bed that a blessing is said over them, and that they're told that they will be blessed and that they will prosper. And a lot of, I'm sure there's probably other traditions that do that too, but that seems like a great practice.
JV, I think that is so fascinating, and I'll tell you why. I was born a Jew, and I don't remember my parents ever doing that. And had one of my parents done that every night, out loud, saying the blessing out loud, I have a feeling that would have made a real big difference in my life. I really do. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but I chose very young. I did not feel any affinity to any organized religion. I think Jewish heritage is beautiful, the stories are beautiful, but I very early knew that I really subscribed more to a unified, that we are souls, we are all part of one spiritual family. So I think any religion that brings people closer to their creator is a good religion, or any discipline, or any belief system, as long as it's not feeding us with fear. And fortunately, a lot of major religions do that. They create a lot of fear. I know since I started teaching, I have a lot of students that come to me that are suffering the repercussions of early religious training. So religion could be wonderful, but anything that, if it brings us closer to our connection to the source of all. But that's it. Thank you for telling me. I didn't know that. That's very interesting. And yes, that would be wonderful if parents would do that.
Yeah, it's really a necessity that it would be lovely if we all would start doing it. But Marilyn, like yourself and many of us out here, it just takes a few of us, and eventually it mm-hmm. ripples out, and more and mm-hmm. more people get it. Eventually we hit the critical mass.
Well, that's where I think that's when we really are going to be so ahead spiritually, and we can overcome. And, you know, and with regard to the, you know, people talk about terrorism and all of these awful things that happen. I remember when 9/11 happened and Richard Garrett got up there and started talking about love, and everyone booed him off that stage.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the people that want to go out and kill everybody, and the infidels, and you know what's going on. It's a billion. These are children that are raised and brainwashed from the time they're very little.
Yeah.
We have
it's
to feel
sad.
Sorry for them. They have had the wrong brainwashing
sad.
Them. It's an illness. It's not that they're evil people. This is what they now. Just think if children. There's a wonderful. I think about this. I talk about this in my classes sometimes. Remember the movie The Cider House Rules?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
And Michael Caine. I remember that so vividly. Michael Caine. I think when he got the Academy Award, it was for this sentence when he was the doctor in an orphanage, the head of an orphanage of young boys. And every night he would turn off the lights. The boys would be in bed ready to go to sleep. And he'd turn off the lights and say, "Good night, you kings of New England, you princes of Maine." See, to him, they were not orphans. He was looking
yes.
at their potential. He saw their potential. They were kings. They were princes. And that was such a beautiful line. He didn't, obviously, I don't think the writer was talking about universal laws, but I think
well,
that
he may well have
my
known
students.
It.
I see my students that way, as princes of prosperity, or king or queen of your...
We can all be those princes and princesses and kings and queens. All right, America Now is going into the second half of the show at the top of the hour break. Stay with us, please.
I pray the sense of reason, who's gonna save you?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.